Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after the hour. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? Mike Fleischer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You remember Mike. He's been with us before. Mike is the former director of the Office of Private Sector Development in Iraq for the CPA, the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. And back earlier in the year, at least once, I think maybe twice, Mike joined us to talk to us about some of the work he was doing in Iraq to help the Iraqis get their free enterprise system established over there. And I know he did a great job. He's back now in the USA, has been back for several months. And as he promised he would do in those days, I asked him to come back in the future and tell us, reflect on what happened over there when he was there, some things he may not have could have talked about then that he can talk about now. And also, we're going to tell you about his business, which is the Bogan Communications Company. He's the president of that organization. Mike Fleischer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to be in the United States. And you told me before that you got an important call on Saturday, and maybe you want to tell people about that, too.
Well, I haven't told.
That touched my heart.
I appreciate that. I haven't told them about that story yet. But some of you will remember, I don't talk about it very much. This is not something I usually spend a lot of time talking about it. But my son, not because I'm not proud of it, because I am. I try not to have my show be all about me. But my son has been in Fallujah since January. Some of you know that's come up a few times. He's a Marine platoon sergeant in the infantry, and he's been in Fallujah for the last 9 months. And I got a call on Saturday. He was in Bangor, Maine. And he had just landed from Bangor, Maine. The call came in, I should say, from Bangor, Maine. They just landed to refuel. So he's now, as you are, Mike, he's back on U.S. soil, and I'll be able to get my hands on him in about a week. I'm looking forward to that. But the story that Mike wanted me to tell folks is something that I haven't told you yet, and that is that, Mike, when they landed and they got off the plane in Bangor, Maine. Now, this is a unit from Middle America. His unit is a long way from Bangor, Maine. When they landed, 40 GIs, 40 veterans from four wars met them at the ramp and congratulated them and welcomed them home.
It's a great story. It's a great story,
and
it tells you something about Americans, and it tells you something about those who serve.
I'll tell you, I couldn't talk to him for about a half a minute. I wasn't able to get any words out after he told me that.
Well,
he said,
really something coming from you.
That's right. Mike, he said, I eat a Hardee's hamburger, Dad, and I don't even like Hardee's hamburgers. He said, I took my shoes off and walked around in the grass.
That first burger tastes pretty good. It's all I ate for about a week after I got back here.
He wrote me a letter and said, Dad, I'm so ready to be cold.
Yeah, right, right.
Anyway, back to your situation. Before we go any further, I just want to say this one more time. I said it before, but I want to say it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Fleischer took almost a year out of his life. Took a leave of absence from the company he's the president of, the leader of, has some good partners who took up the slack for him, and he left his post with his company that he runs, his international company, and served this country, served international the cause of international freedom in Iraq, and did a great job over there. And I'll tell you what, folks, all of us should stand up and salute Mike Fleischer and the others, Joe Pally and all the others, Rich Galen and all the others who went over to do that. And so, Mike, on behalf of my audience and on behalf of and for you and all those other guys, we stand up right now and we salute you. You're a great American.
You're very kind, but I just had the luxury of being able to serve our great country, and I can tell you there's not much I wouldn't do for this great United States and for the ideals it stands for. And I just, we've talked about this before, but we have a president and a leadership group that has embarked on something honorable, something important to our security, something important to world security, even if the world is a little slow in figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
It was my honor and privilege to serve. And even though I think people like your son did most of the heavy lifting compared to me, certainly I'm...
You were part of the team.
Glad
though,
I was part of it.
And you were part of the team.
In my small way, I could contribute.
We're proud of you. When we come back, I'm going to get Mike to tell us what he knows about how things are going in the work that he did since he left. Is it, have they been able to continue the momentum that he built for them in Iraq, in the free enterprise system in Iraq, or not? We'll find that out right after these messages. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Michael Fleischer, the president of Bogan Communication, former director of the Office of Private Sector Development in Iraq for the Coalition Provisional Authority. Mike, your job, basically, in a nutshell, was to go over there and get the free enterprise system established, get it established and plugged into the free market, the global free market. Now, it's my understanding that the Iraqis were already pretty entrepreneurial in their own way. I mean, that Baghdad is basically the wellspring of civilization as we know it, I think, especially in terms of the marketplace. I mean, those guys were trading over there when long before other people were, but still they needed some help and you helped them, and I'd like for you to reflect on that.
Yeah, they do have an entrepreneurial culture. They're traders and merchants and have the potential to be much more. 35 years of tyranny, though, will knock the stuffing out of you pretty well.
Yeah, that's two generations to be under the that never knew anything else.
That's right, and what they knew was simply utter corruption from the very top, it's going to take a while to recover from that, but they have a good spirit, and I think that's the primary thing that I want to communicate to you and to your audience is that even as there are trouble spots in Samarra and in Fallujah, and even as there are disruptions in various parts of the country, and I'm not trying to sugarcoat the situation at all, people are trying to go about their daily lives. And people are going to the market, and people are buying goods, and they're buying goods that were never available before because the merchants of the country are bringing these goods in or producing them locally now that they have the ability to do it. I knew Iraqi factory owners who were flying overseas to buy new equipment because mm-hmm. all their equipment was 30 years old, and they knew they couldn't be competitive. So even as the troubles continue, the business community is showing its spirit and trying to make things better.
When you hear the news media, the news reports coming out of Iraq every day, and if you didn't know better, you would say that place is in utter chaos in every corner. That place is, and of course, sometimes the news actually says things like, the newscasters say things like, it could dissolve into a civil war. When you see things like, when you hear things like that, what do you think?
I think that the place must be in utter chaos and about to dissolve in civil war. And
but
then
you,
I reflect
you know
on
better,
my experience,
you?
And I know better. And I know that at this time when I was there and they were saying the same thing, the press was saying the same thing, I was driving around Baghdad with a reporter showing her new automobile dealerships, new construction, factory shops and opening, and all kinds of economic activity. And I know that that's occurring all through the country. So I know that, the violence is isolated to a few places and then some random events.
Mm-hmm.
And daily life is busting out all over. I'll give you one piece of information that I got an update on. We had this micro lending program where we had lent out about made about 3,000 small loans to small business people across the country.
Mm-hmm.
In about I guess 3,000 loans in about 8 months. Well, in the last 2 months, we've made another 3,000 loans. So the rate of making these loans, the rate of demand from the business community for this kind of economic enabling mechanism, a loan, something simple, is accelerating.
And you have standards for those loans. It's not like it's a money growing on a tree. I mean, these people have to prove a business model before they get the loan.
These are real loans at real market interest rates, and microlending is an art. There are people who are very expert in it, and the repayment rates are close to 100%, and that's not a mental typo there. They are close to 100%. They're
right.
Extraordinary. And we hold these loans to the highest commercial standards, and this is serious business.
Why are we so – why do some people in this country and other countries want to be so impatient with democracy and freedom breaking out in Iraq? I remind people, Mike, that it took our country 11 years to go from declaring independence to a constitution, 11 years.
We've always been an impatient people, and you know, I think it's remarkable that I think this coming Saturday, the 9th of October, Afghanistan will hold an election.
Yeah.
Just say those words. I get a shiver when I think it.
Over 10 million people registered to vote.
Is going to hold a free election.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most. I'm going to get the politically correct people are going to get me. It's one of the most backward parts of the world.
Yeah.
Isolated in the mountains with its inhospitable environment and traditions of tribal and clan rivalry, they're going to hold an election. And I'll tell you something, I would not bet against the Iraqis holding their election in January.
Well,
I met with Alawi.
The Afghanis will be a good model for them. Over 10 million Afghanis registered to vote already. Under penalty of death in some places by some of the insurgents. So we will see. Right back after these messages with our good friend Michael Fleischer, the president of Bogan Communications. When we come back, I'm going to get Mike to tell us how his business is going since he's gotten back. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Mike Fleischer, the president of Bogan Communications. Mike, tell us about Bogan Communications.
Well, can I go back to Iraq just for
one more thing
as a transition to business? You talk to the business community and those people who've been in business for a large part of their lives or are in business now trying to make something happen understand that one of the key elements, if not the key element, is the act of will, of saying I'm going to create something or I'm going to improve something or I'm going to do something that's difficult and that maybe hasn't been done before. And it's that will and the determination and the stick-to-itiveness that makes business successful. This is the way I think about it, because I think business is hard, and I think you got to be tough and you got to keep going at it and try to make something happen. And it's the same way in Afghanistan and Iraq and the war on terror as a whole. It's we got to stick with it, and we've got to make progress where we can, take our hits where we have to, and go back at it and keep going and keep making progress. And I think the president understands that. I think that the military understands that. I think that the people who are committed to this understand that. And we have to help other people understand that it's this act of will that makes the world better.
That will is made up of a lot more than just feet on the ground in Iraq. Part of that will is a national will, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the thing. That's the thing that's such a precious thing that some people are trying to erode, and that's our national will to do something really important over there.
Well, I'd argue that the people who are impatient and the people whose will gets shaken as soon as there's an obstacle are the people who are not like the small business community,
right.
Not like the business community, who understand this need to stick with it and to keep going, getting up, dusting yourself off, and hitting it again.
Yep.
People like that understand, but people who've never had a job like that, people who've always had their paychecks handed to them, they don't understand that. And
well,
I think it's just lack of experience that makes them a little naive.
Right. Mike, what did you learn in Iraq that helped you run Bogan Communications better?
My sense of values reinforced, my sense of what's important. Not that I had ever let it slip, but I saw the military and how the military operates and their sense of mission and sacrifice, the outstanding leadership of the NCOs and the officer corps.
Mm-hmm.
These are good people and honorable people, and they're not doing it for monetary gain. They're doing this because it's something they believe, and it's in their character to be of service. And that reminded me of a way I want to be, and mm-hmm. and the way I want people to remember me.
And has that helped you to deal with your people, with your employees?
I'd like to think that I was always a pretty reasonable guy in that way, but I think that it has. I'd also say that my employees have been just great, and they were. I think that they like the fact that there's someone they know who stood up and said, "I'm going to go try to help." And they think that's important. And
Mike, I got about a minute. I want you to tell us about Bogan Communications. What do you guys do?
We make communications equipment, intercoms, industrial strength stereo equipment, complex communication systems for schools and businesses and malls. We have a software business for commercial phone carriers.
You're an international company, aren't you?
I like it a lot.
You're an international company, aren't you?
Yeah, we have operations in Europe, and we sell all over the world.
Give us your website, please.
www.bogen.com.
Bogen.com. We find a catalog there?
Yes, everything's on there.
Okay, so folks, check that out and see what Bogan Communication does. Mike Fleischer, we're not going to let you get away. You've got too much to offer. We're gonna want to hang on to you, and if you'll come back another day, we'll talk some more.
I'm happy to, and I know I don't have to say it, but I urge everyone to get out and vote. Democracy is a precious thing, and people are fighting for it.
Right, and fighting and dying. Thank you very much, Michael, for being here. Good job today, and thank you again for your service to this work, to this country, and to the world. Mike Fleischer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.